I'm Avi Wolfman, Aaron, in for Jennifer Lynn today. Residents of 11 towns in Montgomery and Bucks counties who were exposed to PFAS are getting their blood tested. The aim is to help scientists understand more about the long-term health effects associated with this class of toxic chemicals. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports researchers are seeking 1,000 adults and 300 children to participate in the study, which is funded by the CDC.
Julie Cassidy has lived on a small street in Warminster for 24 years. She's noticed that a number of neighbors have developed different kinds of cancer. Her own husband died of a form of leukemia. Cassidy wonders if exposure to PFAS played any role in the sheer number of cancer diagnoses on her street. She recently submitted blood and urine samples to researchers and completed a questionnaire detailing her health history. It's part of a study that kicked off on November 16th that will examine the health outcomes of people who live near former and active military bases in Horsham, Warminster and Warrington between 2005 and 2017. These areas have a history of PFAS contamination. Two of the most common forms of PFAS were used to make firefighting foam that were used at military bases for decades. Studies show some PFAS varieties can stay in the body for several years and can cause serious health problems, including some cancers.
I think there's more power in knowing, and I think when the results come out, I think we would have more power in able to prevent such things in the future for my children, my grandchildren. I do find that some people have said that, oh, I don't really want to know. It makes me anxious. What I don't know can't hurt me. But, you know, if we all looked at it that way, we would never find out the problems and then be able to correct them.
Jill Florin of Drescher says she's participating in the study to better understand what her health risks might be. She also hopes the results of the study will help inform public health guidance and environmental regulations.
So my hope is that if they show in this study that there is enough correlation between PFAS levels and health issues, that maybe it will push the government in the direction of definitely having a maximum contaminant level for PFAS, and therefore it would be a regulated thing and we would not be able to have the higher levels in our water.
Researchers also will conduct a neurobehavioral assessment on children that includes a series of learning and memory games. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.